But you're right. It's just... You seem off. The vibes are weird. And obviously, this is weird. And it's probably just... It's just this. This is awkward. This is just so awkward. I mean, it's understandable. Sorry, it's just that we don't do this. We do not hang out. I mean, we do hang out, but we don't hang out off the clock. And we're off the clock, and well, it's just a little weird. And that's why you're a bit weird. I mean, you're not weird. I don't mean to Sorry, it's just I am nervous, and I know that's dumb because I'm your sidekick. Can I say that? Can I say that? It's just we're in public, and I'm your assistant. Your assistant, and this is. I'm making it weird. I'm making it so weird. It's just... I've wanted this for a while. I've wanted to be more than just your assistant. But obviously, as an assistant... Can I just say psychic? Because, I like you. Actually, that's an understatement. I really... really like you, and I thought I was being subtle. I thought I was hiding it, but obviously not, because you asked me on a date. A date. You asked me. Not. Sorry, it's just this is I don't spend a lot of time as me. And I don't date much. I'm it's not me making it weird, is it? It's something else. See, that wasn't a real smile. That. I know your smiles. I know all your smiles. And that wasn't a smile. That was a grimace. That was, this isn't a date. This is something else. This is, I don't know what this is. So why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me, Captain? What is this? Oh, that's not a good start. Okay. Before you do whatever you're going to do, before you say anything, can I? I feel like I should. While I do have feelings, while I do have deep feelings, I'm in love with you. I am hopelessly in love with you because you're just, you're you, and I couldn't help it. But that doesn't mean that I can't do my job. I can do my job. I do my job, and I do it well. I'm dedicated to being your psychic. And just because I'm in love with you doesn't mean that I can't do my job. And I... No. Don't. You don't need a new psychic. I can do the job. I'm doing the job. I'm... Please don't do this. Please. I love you. I can't... I don't want to be someone else's psychic. What's this? What? No, you can't do this. This says that you're removing my psychic state. You can't do this. You're blacklisting me. You're blacklisting me? But... I'm your psychic. I'm your psychic, and you're... Why would you do this? Why would you counsel me, blacklist me, just... I'm a psychic. That's all I know because I fell in love with you. Because, I mean, this is a bit of an overreaction, don't you think? This isn't because I'm in love with you. It's because of what I did to your nemesis. Your nemesis? I mean, what could I do to her? I'm a psychic. I'm support. I don't know what you're talking about. No. I had nothing to do with that. I had no involvement. All right. I know you have a thing for her. No, you do. You have a thing for her because she's your nemesis and you're a superhero and that's what happens. But I think you're just getting emotional. You're all right. So I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to do this, but I have to because you want to blacklist me. I mean, this. Do you know what blacklisting is? Do you know what that means for me? That means no more psychicking. That means that I am out of the game. And oh, wow. Conduct unbecoming a psychic. That is rich coming from you. Oh, see, I know all about you and her. I know about your little connection, your little flirtation. That's not very professional, is it? That's not really conduct becoming a superhero. Oh, I know. That's cliche. That's just... just because she's your supervillain nemesis doesn't mean that you have to fall for her, but you did. You know, just because you chose to have a cape doesn't mean that you have to be cliche. I mean, it's a bit old-fashioned, isn't it? Falling for your nemesis, but you did. But I didn't say a word. Because it didn't stop you doing your job. Just like being in love with you didn't stop me doing my job and did not make me an unfit psychic. You're being over-emotional. You're just worried about her and... What's this? Oh. You had me under surveillance. Wow, that's quite... You had your psychic under surveillance. That's a bit of a breach of trust, don't you think? Oh, you got special permission from the council, did you? That's... So that's why there are a surprising number of superheroes in this restaurant. Of course I clocked them. I'm a psychic. Not stupid. Well. And here was me thinking that you didn't have any to be sneaky. I guess I don't know you as well as I thought I did. So... How long? 6 months. That's a long time to lie to me. No, it's not the same. I wasn't lying to you. I was just doing my job. I was being a good psychic. I was supporting you and This is just a misunderstanding. It's just a simple miscommunication. I should have told you. I was not being evil. I was being a psychic. I was just... See, you're just... Just hear me out. Just hear me out, because I can explain this. I can explain... Do you really love her that much? Actually, don't answer. You don't have to, because I know you. You're in love with your nemesis. Your nemesis. And it's not even as if she's worthy of it. Oh, no. We both know that she is shit. She is so predictable. She is not worth a moment of your attention. A moment of your focus, and yet this, I mean. A scheme, a conspiracy. A plot against me. Against your psychic. I mean, that's pretty fucked up. Because I did all this for you. I did all of this for you because you're a superhero and there are lines you won't cross. And I love you for that. I love that you are noble and I just... It's called biokinesis. Biokinesis. Shapeshifting. Not quite. I mean, it is like shapeshifting, only far more painful, and I can't actually shift myself. It's it's something I do to other people. It's painful. It's not really something that would be acceptable as a psychic power, you know? It's not really good. It's evil. But I'm a psychic. So I don't have powers. And I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to use it. I didn't want to. I didn't mean to. I did want to. But I didn't. I didn't use it for the longest time. The longest time until you were hurt. You were hurt. You were bleeding. And I just wanted to hurt them. I just wanted to hurt them. So I did. And no one found out. No one found out. I got away with it. There were so many villains on the field that day. Why would they ever think it was me? Little old me. I promised myself I wasn't going to do it again, but then, you see. The thing about villains, that they're just so... They don't stop. They don't stop. I mean, the real villains, not your nemesis. Your nemesis was just so pathetic. But the others. There are things you won't do. And I love you for that. But heroes are different to supervillains. Supervillains don't have lines, they don't have limits, they just don't stop. So I stopped them. And while it wasn't very heroic, doesn't mean it was bad. It wasn't that bad! They were evil! They were bad! They were the bad guys! I stopped the bad guys! Oh! See, this is the problem. This is the problem. Your nemesis, you just have this blind spot. You just don't see. You don't see her as a villain. You see her as, I don't know. You see her as a damsel in distress. And that's... I was losing you. I was losing you to her. To her. And she's just... She's not worthy. So I was just going to have a talk. I was just going to talk to her. But she just... She made me angry. And I didn't mean to break her. I didn't mean to warp her so badly. But once I started, hate her so much. I hate her. I hate her for being... I hate her for being the one that you love. Because she doesn't deserve it. She doesn't deserve you, and yet you're in love with her. And I couldn't stop. I just reached in and twisted. I didn't want to hurt her, but I had to hurt her because she wouldn't stop saying it. She wouldn't stop saying that you were in love with her. So I reached in and I twisted and I kept twisting and she screamed. She kept screaming and then the screams became unrecognizable. Just this pathetic sound of pure pain. And I didn't stop. I didn't stop. I kept twisting and twisting and warping her into something. Something that I've never gone that far before. I've never gone that deep. When I stopped, she was just this mass of flesh and pain. I'm not sorry I did it. I'm not sorry that I did it. I'm sorry that you're hurting. But I had to do it. I didn't have a choice. I didn't have a choice. And all they're powering up. Oh, they're scared of me. They're scared of me. Of course they are. They've seen the surveillance footage. It hurts. No. Not what I've done, what you've done, the betrayal, it hurts. You conspired, you plotted, and that is what she did to you. Because before her, you would have never, ever thought to betray me. How could you? Oh, just stop. Just stop, because do you think that I've been talking for my health? Do you think that I just wanted to monologue because I'm a villain? You think I'm a villain? You think that I'm a villain? Maybe I am. Maybe this is my origin story. Maybe I'm a villain because you made me one. But no, this wasn't a villainous need to monologue. This was me working my way around the room, just creeping inside. Just a little. Just enough to twist. Dad. See, I've never tried this with so many people, but... Yeah, they can't do anything. They can't do anything. They can't move. They're like statues. Because I am holding. Twisting to get a hold and then just holding on. Clinging on. Just holding and holding. Kind of impressive. It's sort of a lot. I mean, look, all these heroes. Of course, I can't do this for long. I can't do this for long. But I can do it long enough to get away. Oh, of course. How am I going to stop you? How am I going to stop you? Don't be so naive. I know you. I'm your psychic. Well, I was your psychic. I guess I'm not anymore. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you, but I do. I just have to hurt you a little bit. Just enough to get away. But I know you won't scream, and I love you for that. I love you for how strong you are, and oh, this is getting a bit tough now. So sorry. But now I have to walk out, and I have to do so in a way that does not arouse suspicion. Because there aren't any heroes outside. Just in here. It would appear that you're not that good at plotting after all. Well, why would you be your superhero? You're not like me. Don't make me trust any harder. I'll be going now. It was a lovely date. I feel like I know you so much better now. I feel it best that I don't continue in my position as your psychic. It just, I think it's best that we just discontinue our relationship and start a new one. Because there's going to be a vacancy as your nemesis. Now I know. Technically, she's not dead. But she will be. Oh, no. Let's just twist a little harder. Keep you right where I need you to be so I can leave and then... I like it. Well, I guess I am a supervillain after all. Who knew? Well, you did. And you did this, and, well, I look forward to being your nemesis. I look forward to killing my predecessor. I look forward to you falling in love with me, because that's what you do, isn't it? You fall for your nemesis, and then... Well, we'll see. I need a name. I need a supervillain name. I'll let you know what I come up with. But now, now I have to go. That was fun. Or not. Farewell.